time for
Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I want to tell you my secret.
Everyone has a secret.
Secrets.
Yeah. So we want to know, what are you holding over someone's head? Man, you people holding all kinds of dirt over people's heads. How about this one? I know the person my teacher buys weed from. I pretend to smoke from a joint when he looks at me in class, and then I never get bothered.
No.
Can you imagine knowing your teacher's drug dealer?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I guess you get everything you want from that class, probably, including an A.
I bet you will get an A.
Mm-hmm.
That teacher just wants you, you know, gone. My sister is always broke, so whenever I need someone to watch the kids, I remind her how many times I've bailed her out. Free babysitting.
Oh, now that's using it in a good way.
I think that's a positive,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like she does owe you that.
Yeah.
You've bailed her out, now she can bail you out. I slept with a coworker before he got married, and I make him sweat every time I run into him with his wife. She thinks we're just friendly coworkers, and I've made him cover a couple of weekend shifts for me just to keep things quiet.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. I caught my son stealing money from his dad's wallet. He knows what kind of trouble he would be in if his father knew, so I make him empty the dishwasher whenever I want.
Yes, you go, Mom.
Well played. One of the managers where I work lied about their level of education, and I made it very clear that I knew his degree didn't exist. So whenever I have issues at work, guess who sticks up for me?
Oh, well, that's a nice little arrangement, huh?
How do they not check into that?
I don't know.
How could you just lie and say, oh, yeah, I've got my business degree. I've got a master's. It's amazing.
So do they, does the employer just call the school? Like, how do you even check that?
I would think so.
Hmm.
But I guess if you just put the degree on there, say, yep, got my 4-year degree. Boom. Okay. You know, a lot of times in HR departments, they have a scrubber system, it's called, where it scans resumes for all the keywords and the triggers that they need. And if your resume doesn't have that, then you just get popped out.
Really?
But if it does, then it moves on. Yeah. Like these big companies,
yep.
Like a Target probably, they have a whole scrubber system. Because think of how many applications they'd have to go through.
Thousands.
Yeah. I heard they spend 13 seconds looking at the average resume. 13 seconds is all.
Dang, it's hard to get in there then.
And that's generous. Okay. What are you holding over someone's head? My mom got pregnant with me in high school and has been married 3 times. She never gets to comment on any guy that I date or bring home, ever.
Yeah, I'd say she doesn't probably have the best taste.
Holding that over her head, Ooh. Jeez. I know that my mother-in-law got fired from her job because of a mutual friend. She's been keeping that a secret from the family. I made sure that she knows that I know. And she's been the sweetest lady ever since.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Yeah. A girlfriend of mine just had a baby. And she knows that I know that it's not her fiance's baby.
Like, what do you do with that information? I would go crazy.
What do you mean?
Like, I would just have to be like, you have to tell. I can't take it.
You wouldn't be able to be friends with them?
I don't think I could.
No.
It's a sad reason. Ixnay, somebody from your life. I'm sorry that you're being unfaithful to your husband. So I'm sorry I can't hang out with you.
I just
get all pretentious.
I just don't know if I could hold it in. I have a big mouth sometimes.
It's the secrets. Dez is not good with secrets. We know that. Well, thank you for sharing all of yours today. It's 8:28 at KS95. And by the way, some people get really bummed when they leave town for vacation or whatnot and they miss Love Them or List Them, or they miss secrets and they want to hear it. Well, you can check us out on podcasting. We are on iTunes. We're on Podcast One. We're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywhere that you get your podcasts, you can find Chris Godez and Ryan.
I mean, how great if you're going to the gym suffering like I am, and you're like, oh my God, I have to do 15 minutes on a treadmill. This is awful. Well, listen to Secrets and Time Flies.
It really does.
And then you don't feel as bad about your life.
It's true. You'll go even faster on that treadmill.
Yeah. So search KS95 at iTunes and then download the best of Chris Godez and Ryan. It's not much, but it's there.